Welcome to The Turning with Davis Bunn. I'm Melinda Schmidt. And in these conversations, Davis, I find we're getting a bit more personal about our own experiences with listening to God and in prayer. And, you know, the really hard part for me that I struggle with deeply is the deep prayer about difficult concerns, and I'm listening, and I'm just not hearing God's response, and I just feel helpless and sometimes hopeless.
So do I. Poets have called that the dark hour, and I absolutely agree. We feel crowded out, at least I do, with our weakness. God seems very distant, and our strength of no use whatsoever. But sometimes such moments can actually be the portal through which we enter into what our ancients in the church have called divine silence. It really can be a powerful moment, a real gift.
It's hard to be silent today. We're so used to talking and filling in the gaps and solving.
If we can accept that weakness as a part of how God has created us rather than as a flaw, listening becomes not just a moment of preparation, but a gift in and of itself.
Listening and the silence is part of it. It's not weakness. It could be one of our strongest moments.
In that moment, if we can draw close through listening, through being attentive, waiting for God's voice, even if He does not speak in that moment, our awareness of Him in our lives grows ever more intense.
You can dig deeper into some of this thinking from Davis about prayer and listening to God in his book, The Turning. Visit theturningbook.com.